service, Rabbi Wolpe will speak about this glorious event that is occurring before our eyes. The occasion of the second B'nai Mitzvah of so many esteemed members of our congregation. But I want to speak about something that occurred earlier this week, and that was on Tuesday evening, April 20th. Sinai Temple Israel Center, along with Craig Taubman and Jen D, put on what is called Unity in Concert. I hope many of you attended. The first part of the evening was a Meet the Faiths discussion, which is also co-sponsored by AJC, where religious leaders, Rabbi Wolpe, Reverend Rick Warren, Reverend Cecil Murray, Najiba Saeed Miller, spoke about the challenges and strides we must achieve and go through in our community. That was the first part of the evening. And then the second part was an uplifting concert filled with inspiring words and songs and messages. And on the Wednesday after, Craig Taubman called me and asked me, "What was your favorite part of the evening?" And I had to think about it, because I could have said the taiko drummers that were beating away at the opposite end of the sanctuary, or I could have talked about David Broza himself and the incredible musician he is. I could have even talked about the Hashki Venu, which brought so many people to tears, which Craig Taubman sang. But my favorite part of the evening was at the end of the concert. Because if you were here, you'll remember seeing probably 50 children jump up out of their seats dressed in different colored shirts, red and yellow and green and black and blue. You see, these kids were members, they are members, of the Milken Choirs and the Pacoima Choirs. And what they started to do is dance up and down in the middle of the aisles in unison, singing out with their hearts, "Hallelujah." And because they started singing, the entire congregation stood up, started dancing, singing, crying. And it made me realize that children, those children taught us the lesson that is so deeply felt at a night called Unity in Concert. They taught us that through unity in song, unity in dance, and unity in action, it's true. We can truly achieve change in this world. Earlier in the evening, Reverend Cecil Murray asked an interesting question. He said, "Which would you rather be, a thermometer or a thermostat? Would you rather reflect the status quo that is occurring in this world, or do you want to be the change? The change that causes the recreation and perfection in this world. Do you want to be a thermostat or a thermometer?" And this week I thought to myself, you know what? The Jewish tradition asks a very similar question. When do we feel God's blessing pouring upon our souls? When can we feel God's blessings upon us? And the answer that our tradition gives is that we feel God's blessings upon us when we choose to work with our hands, when we choose to toil this earth and be active. That's when we feel God's blessings upon us. A thermostat or a thermometer? When do we feel God's blessings upon us? When we choose to enact change and be a part of this world. And that is what those kids taught me that evening. That's the lasting image that people left with as they walked out of this concert. Kids jumping up and saying, "I believe in peace. I believe in change. And I believe that I can be a part of Tikkun Olam fixing this world." To me, that's the message of Unity in Concert. It is glorious to hear songs. And it is glorious to hear inspiring messages. But when you see our children get up and dancing throughout the aisles, it's my hope and prayer that that is the image that sits within your own heart. That unity in concert can happen. It's a lesson that we learn from our children, And this morning, it's actually a lesson that we learn from our sages. Shabbat Shalom. I wish every day to be unity in concert.